Loving people. What's going on, everybody? This is your girl, Mental Beauty, coming at you on a Friday. Today's Friday, April the 12th. How's everyone out there doing today? I hope everyone is doing as well as can be. If not, you know the drill. Do something about it. Tonight's podcast is going to be about loving people. How do we love people that has made it hard for us to love? I had to take a breath thinking about this because this is something that I struggle with day to day. A lot of people don't know what love is. That's the first thing. A lot of people don't know what love is. And it took me a long time to realize what love really was or what love is. Love is something, is a decision. And with that decision, it stems on action. A lot of us feel as if love is buying you something or telling people that you love them. And that could be a way of showing love, an action, so to speak, but that's not the gist of it. I sit back and I analyze how love's supposed to really feel. I guess it's to the point that a lot of different people don't realize these things because we have been always conditioned that if somebody buys us something, that's showing us love, and that's love for the people or love for one another. I'm going to tell you something. Love is way deeper than that. Love is something that you can't touch. Love is something that you see. And it's a result of something, of an action, of things. Love is doing things that is loving and nurturing and caring to one another. I'm not saying that if you buy somebody something that it's not showing love. It's the art of it because you need to look a little bit more deeper for that person. Did they buy it because, you know, they were told to do it? Did they buy it because you bought them something? Love is so much deeper than that. It's hard to think about what love really means to each individual because we all are, you know, created different and we all go through different experiences in life. But why is it that I guess we were taught that we're supposed to love each other regardless of how each other treat one another? It's hard to do that, I guess. But then sometimes whenever you don't want to battle with things or you don't want to get back at that person, and me, so to speak, I'd rather be just left alone. That's why I say it's hard. This is something that I battle with on a day-to-day basis. How do you love people that have given you reason to not love them? To not cultivate them, not to nurture them, or to be there for them. Some may say, well, hey, you can't always play the victim in certain situations because a lot of times some people only respond to what they experience. And I give it. I give that. But I also think about the point that me as an individual person, I don't go around trying to hurt people intentionally. Now, you have some people that's out here that do that. They go out and they try to hurt people intentionally, or they have no regard to their actions or different things that they have encountered or did towards another person or another individual. It's hard. And I say that with with a lot of fullness in my chest. when I say it's hard to love people that have shown you or that they were not worthy of your love. It's crazy that we are humans and we can't just be cordial and good to one another, because a lot of times we get to the point that we are so self-sufficient and we are just lovers of our own selves and not think about the next individual. Case in point, the other day I was coming down the freeway and I seen it, and I'm always down in this particular area, and I see a lot of guys that are homeless or are they strung out or they're just down on their luck or they're asking for money and different stuff of that nature. And I felt myself growing, that I have grown, that I try to not analyze people so much, because I guess I don't want people to analyze me, but then again, I do. Because I look at people for what they do and their actions and stuff, and that's what I feel like love is. So, lo and behold, the guy, when I pulled up at the stoplight, and he was, you know, panhandling or doing whatever that he was doing, I immediately closed my eyes and was like thinking positive thoughts for him. That's the way that I pray for another individual. My husband, he said, now he needs something. He needs his tail whooped for him being out here asking for stuff. And I told him, I said, no, then my husband said, well, hey, I know you were holding on to the handle to make sure he don't come to the door. You was waiting for him to come and ask you for something. I said, no, I wasn't. I said, I was praying for him, you know, sending him positive energy. And that was the point of me not thinking about how I really felt and thinking about him and his situation. I say that to say to the point that a lot of times in life, we don't know what another individual has went through or what has transpired for them to get to the state of being of what they are in. See, let me tell you something about pain. When you go through so much pain in life and you be wondering, you be like asking God and the universe and your loved ones or the people that you thought that loved you, why did all these different things happen to me? It's for you to be able to see and to try to help another individual through their pain. That's love. That's understanding and being more humble and walking into somebody else's shoes, because it could be you. That's what I always tell myself. But I immediately, when I'm, you know, before the light changed or whatever the case may be, you know, and I just left it at that. The guy, I guess he was walking back across the street to see what he had going on or whatever the case may be. And I hope that he get to the point of being a little bit stronger to not be so stuck into the situation or the pain that he's feeling or wherever he got lost at, in order for him to be out there, you know, asking for money or some type of help, or even if he was getting money for drugs, he looked as if he had been, you know, going through something or within the point of a drug situation, or maybe it was just the point of stress, whatever it was. I just send positive energy to him in order for him to be strong enough to make a better decision for himself. A lot of times we stereotype people because we look at to the point of how they look on the outside and not realize the different struggles that they have went through in life. Some people have been raped. Some people have been bullied. Some people have been physically and mentally abused. And they feel like they don't have no self-worth. The reason why I say that is that's something that I have encountered in my life. And I always wanted other people to understand my pain. If you can't get to the point of understanding somebody else's pain, how can you heal from your own pain? That's just something for you guys to think about. So with that being said, how do you love people that has not shown you or required for them to be loved the way that you love them? It's crazy that we tend to want what's best for everybody, but a lot of times some people don't want what's best for you. How do you love these type of people that have hurt you? Do you give them the same type of pain that they've given you? What if they don't feel the same way? It's crazy. Some people don't realize these type of things until it's too late. Case in point, I was looking at TBN earlier tonight and they was talking about the point, how do you love somebody or show love to somebody that is not worthy of your love? And that's what inspired me to make this podcast tonight, because the simple fact is, it just resonated with me because this is something that I'm dealing with on a day-to-day basis. I try not to think about it. I try not to harp on it, you know, so long, but it's still there. I got it on the shelf and it's becoming dust and I need to take it off and get to the point of dealing with it. Now, I could say when I was coming up, it was rough. It was so rough until to the point that a lot of times, if I think about when my younger days, it was worse than it is when I got grown. Because a lot of the stuff that I put myself through today as I'm grown, this is something that I did to myself. And I'm not saying that I did not make no bad decisions when I was younger, but a lot of my decision was from to the point of hurt and pain and let down and just stuff that you just can't. I can't sit up and say I can't, because I'm dealing with it. Come back from. And I'm going to conquer it. And I encourage you to do the same thing. Don't hold on to that pain that other people have put on you. How do you love these type of people? Only thing I can say is love them from a distance. Check on them. But don't give so much of yourself and to the point that you realize that, hey, they needed you regardless of what. And that's what I have a problem with. It was someone that was in my life that has been a hell bound, or just has been a lake of fire for me. And they don't never apologize. And you know what apology is. Apology is changed behavior. They stem to the point of thinking that their way is the correct way. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. And don't get me wrong, I understand that you can't change people. You can inspire people or encourage people to change, but it's still up to that individual person in order for that person to change. You can't even make people apologize. Even if a person tell you that they're sorry, that don't necessarily mean that they're sorry, that they're going to change the way that they have done things to you. That's why it's hard to adjust to love people how they have not shown you love. You take things as a grain of salt. You learn from your different experiences and you try to move forward. Do you sit there and become stagnant into that pain? No, you don't. Do you feel guilty because the people that have hurt you, they will make you feel guilty about not being there for them, like they weren't there for you? That's when to the point that I guess the sympathy comes in. A lot of times we can't allow those type of things in order to make us make better decisions. It's rough in life, y'all. We all have different experiences. A lot of times you never know what another person is going through unless they tell you. And then 9 times out of 10, you still won't be able to understand how they really feel because that's that individual person. Loving people how they love you has always been a discomfort. People expect you to be a certain way, but they don't hold themselves accountable for that same attribute. They don't, for those same standards. You got to be strong in the different situations that you have. Do you be there for them when they weren't there for you? I hate to say it. Yeah, you be there for them, even though they haven't been there for you, because you are the one that's healing. You're healing from what they've done to you. We are not reciprocating pain. Just because a person has put pain upon you doesn't mean that you put that same type of pain upon them. It's a lose-lose situation in that realm. You got to learn how to be strong and to not hold on. A lot of people say keep holding on and maybe that person will change. You can't hold on to people and expecting for them to change when they don't want to change. You just have to do what you need to do in order for you to change. A friend of mine was telling me that her mom had got sick. And it was getting to the point that she couldn't be by herself anymore. It was hard for my friend because the simple fact is her mom wasn't there for her. Her mom didn't give her nurturing. And her friend had done research. My friend had done research so many different ways and asked questions why mom treated her the way that she did and so forth and so on. She had other siblings, but they didn't want to do nothing for their mom. So it was just left up to her. And she called me when she was telling me, she said, "Hey, you know, I really don't want to do anything. I really don't want to be there for her. I want her to hurt how she made me hurt." And I told her, I said, "Listen, it's not for you to punish her for what she done to you by you punishing yourself by not doing the right thing that you're supposed to do. In life, we don't realize that in order to stop a generational curse is we have to change our behaviors from the thing of change the way that we do things. Just because our grandparents and parents and whoever else, aunties and uncles, did things a certain way doesn't mean that we're supposed to keep carry that same way on over to the next generation. At some point in time, we need to make things a little bit better. We need to make things a little bit easier. And that's what to the point that we're not carrying the same pain. Just think about it. And I told her, I said, listen, what are your kids going to think about their grandmother being in the nursing home or wherever the case may be? She was like, I just don't want to deal with it. I don't want to deal with it. And I said, well, it's still up to you what you decide to do. A few days later, it got to the point that her mom was like walking off, like down the street by herself. You know, when you get to the point of a certain age, you get dementia and Alzheimer's and stuff like that. So you're going to need to be watched 24/7. And she called me and she was crying and she was like, that she needed to do the right thing. And she did. She took her mom in and she took care of her. And she was there for her. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's with the point of loving somebody whenever they didn't show you the same type of love. That's how you break generational curses. You don't do the same thing to your kids or allow your kids to see the same type of pain that you went through. You break that. That's even go to the point of how it is now with a lot of the single parents in the household. Most of the time in the black community, that's what we see. We see a lot of black single moms or whatever the case may be. And they nurture and they bring their children up and their sons up and they nurture them so much to the point and make them feel like that they can't hold themselves accountable for their actions. Then they have children. And it's just like a life cycle over and over again. It has to be stopped. We can't continue to, you know, carry one bad decision on to the next. We got to start making better decisions, loving each other, showing better gratitude and understanding towards one another. Things will never change if we keep doing things the same as we always been doing them. I tell my sons all the time, like, hey, you didn't have your father in your life coming up, and it was because of his decision. But you have the opportunity to change that with your children, by making better decisions, being there for your kids, calling to check up on them, being there for them, like your father wasn't there for you. Is it bashing their father? No, it's not bashing. Some people might say that it is. But it's just, you know, a lot of us, we get so into our feelings about certain things and not realize that, hey, listen, telling the truth is not bashing somebody. I laugh about that because a lot of us, we get so caught up into the point of our emotional standpoint instead of us standing on the truth and then so we can be able to have a better understanding. When they say the truth will set you free, it will set you free. Because then you won't have to worry about what the next lie or misunderstanding that you got to cover up. And that's what a lot of us in the black community has been doing, covering up lies and misunderstanding and having these uncomfortable conversations that we need to have and that we don't have.
I know it seems to the point of off topic, but that's just something that to be added to the point of recognizing that we don't hold ourselves accountable for our actions. And we have to. We need to, in order for us to grow and for things to be better. We don't have to make things so uncomfortable, because the simple fact is that somebody else didn't understand how we really felt. We could just be straight up and honest. Allow ourselves to receive goodness and rejecting pain and misunderstanding. Loving on your people, man. Loving on your people. Trying to be there for them whenever they weren't there for you. Sometimes it's a hard pill to swallow. It's a hard decision to make. But through it all, we got to do and make the right decision. I know sometimes it may be hard, and it may even hurt. And who say that people don't want another person to hurt how they hurt them? But how do you stop pain if you keep hurting one another? You can't. All you're doing is just adding to the fire, making things to be worse than what they already are. That's just something for you guys to think about. Love it on your people, even though they didn't do things to make you love them. I'm still working on that. Send me positive thoughts, encouragement for that type of decision. Because it can get rough sometimes. And it's like, hey, how do these people learn? Think about it. You got so many people that have transitioned on to the next realm or what have you. And they did learn from their bad decisions, because they were set in their ways and they felt like what they were doing was right. But we're in a new era now. It's time for us to start correcting each other when we're wrong. Recognizing when we're hurting one another. Regardless if we're there for each other or not. Some people don't want to deal with it. But even the ones that don't want to deal with it, it still be in the back of their mind thinking about what they should have done in order to make things better. How do you love on people that didn't show you the same type of love? What are some things that you do? Some people can get to the point of being so petty and want to reciprocate the same type of energy. And lo and behold, I'm the first to admit, hey, I've done that same type of thing. But guess what? On the inside, at that very moment, when I think about it, it don't give me no type of fulfillment to see another person going through the same type of pain that they put me through. So I had to make a better decision. And I'm still trying. I'm still trying. But it get hard sometimes. Being there for those people when they wasn't there for you. Loving on them. Being, you know, showing them encouraging, giving them encouraging words, being positive to them when they weren't positive to you. Have you ever been around a family member or a loved one that every time you turned around, everything was negative? They came out of their mouth, well, nothing, never positive. That's draining. The best way in order to try to help those type of people is, you know, explain to them that, hey, there's other ways that you can describe what you describe it, or even to the point of changing the subject. Eventually, they'll get it. Like, hey, he or she don't want to hear this type of negativity. It's so many different things that we attach ourselves onto, thinking that it's going to make a difference for all of us, when it really, in actuality, it doesn't. I just encourage you all not to reciprocate the same type of pain that you received in your life. Because at the end of the day, all you're doing is create more pain. This is your girl, Mental Beauty, coming at you on a Friday, April 12th. Y'all have a good day.